Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with you. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You know, folks, I want to just comment on something that happened this last week in our poll. On our online poll, we asked you if you were concerned about Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans and their ability to attack us, allegedly to attack us with a nuclear weapon. And we polled you on that and asked you what you thought. How concerned were you? And I pointed out in my summary of all that that I had asked half a dozen global business leaders, people that I know, members of our Brain Trust, that travel all around the world and do business all around the world. They're in touch with people all over the place every day. And I asked them over the last year, I'm talking about before the election and after the election, I started collecting these responses. What's the greatest threat to America today? And every one of them, it was the darndest thing, every one of them, without blinking, without a second's hesitation, said North Korea. How about that? And this is before... some of this was like almost a year ago, and things were not as heated as they are right now. This is before President Trump took office, before he was even elected. So this has been North Korea has been a problem for a long time, and it's been a problem for a number of presidents, several presidents, Republicans and Democrats, and basically the past presidents have failed us on North Korea. And so I said. I asked you in our poll, what do you think? Well, almost two-thirds of you said you were concerned or very concerned about North Korea. And so, and I asked that question before I ever said anything about what the other experts I mentioned. So this was just you guys getting that question right out of the box. What do you think about North Korea and Kim Jong-un? Almost two-thirds of you said you were concerned or very concerned. So that's a lot. And that matched up with our experts, right? Well, I wanted to, and I also pointed out that I thought that we didn't have as much concern to be worried about for two reasons. Number one, I don't think Kim Jong-un wants to take on President Trump. He's a different kind of president. He's unpredictable. And he's sure not the milquetoast of some of the past presidents we've had, you know, over there. And whatever else you think about him. But number one, number two is the Chinese had said that they would not allow the U.S. to preemptively, unilaterally attack North Korea on their own as a preemptive measure. But if North Korea were to attempt to attack the U.S., they wouldn't stop America from responding. Now, that was a big step. So the combination of a different kind of president and that statement from China leads me to believe, and I said this, that I don't think we have as much to worry. We have some issues. Things are very tough right now in our relationship with North Korea. But I don't really think America is going to be. I don't think Kim Jong-un is going to push a button and fire a nuclear weapon at us. I don't think he's that stupid. Now, this brings me to a guest we had on. Earlier today, Gordon Chang. Many of you have seen him on television today. And he really illuminated some thoughts in our interview, and I wanted to point them out to him. He says that Kim Jong-un is a rational person. However else you think about him, he's a rational person. And he also said something that answered one of my questions. Why are the North Korean people putting up with basically starving to death? You've seen a picture. You've seen the Korean Peninsula picture at night, where South Korea is lit up and North Korea looks like a desert. It's nothing, black. And so why would they put up with that kind of austerity, that kind of horrible conditions? And he said it's because of this nationalism idea. And the idea is that he's going to get South Korea back for them. They believe South Korea was stolen from them, the North Koreans do. And he's telling them they're going to get South Korea back. And Gordon Chang says everything Kim is doing is not to take a U.S. on to fight with them. Everything he's doing is to use his atomic potential, atomic power, to get the U.S. to roll over and vacate South Korea and basically let South Korea go back into the hands of North Korea. That's his dream in his mind. You know, you've heard people say that Putin cares about getting the Soviet Union back under his wing. Well, Kim wants South Korea under his wing, and so do the North Koreans. That really cleared up a lot of things for me. But here's the big news for you and me. China. You can't talk about North Korea without talking about China. And China is our big trading partner. And so you and I are going to be affected out here on Main Street by the way China responds back and forth with the U.S. about our relationship with North Korea. And that's going to have an impact in different ways. Some of them, I think it's going to initially be a little bit to our disadvantage. We may have to have some challenges economically with our China relationships early on. But I think ultimately it'll wind up flipping back over to be to our advantage. It'll just take some time. We just got to be patient about that out here on Main Street. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.